Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Hello, and welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And just give me a little bit of feedback on me or information about me and how to contact me and how to look me up. Is you hear me probably every day on AM 1160 if you're a constant listener. I've been on here for about, 13, 14 years. You can reach me. And again, you're listening to 1160. There's a play on that. You can find me at 1160-1160-mortgage.com. You can reach me personally at 630-338-1160. And another way, I have probably over 200 YouTube videos, and many of them are starting to go viral. So if you want to check me out, just Google me on, Dan Frio. You'll find my YouTube channel and other things. Check it out. If you would, if you don't mind, please subscribe to the YouTube channel too. You'll get updates on that. Today, I have a friend of mine, Angie Stockton. She is a realtor. She's an awesome realtor. We close a lot of business together, and she's just a joy to work with because so many realtors, they just, you know, they don't let me do my job. And I like doing, I've done it for 30 years. I kind of know what I'm doing. I don't need you to grab me by the hair and walk me through what I'm supposed to do. So tell them how to get a hold of you. And then we're going to go on to the show and give you a lot of information today.
Okay. You can call or text me at 630-800-7740. You can go to AngieStocktonSells.com. I have a contact button there, or you can email me at Angie@GreatSuburban.com.
Perfect. Okay, today's show, I'm going to give kudos to Angie. She's the one that thought of this, and it's a great idea. It's basically FHA misconceptions. What I wanted her to do today is talk about, I don't deal with the sellers. Here's what I hear a lot of times is, Dan, I might send you a pre-approval, and it says FHA. Mm-hmm. Then you'll call me back, and I'm sure this has happened, is you'll call and say, Dan, can these people go conventional financing because the seller doesn't want to sell FHA?
Yes.
Why? Who cares?
Well, the sellers have probably been advised that it's harder to close an FHA loan.
Okay.
So I think that's one of the reasons we wanted to talk about the misconceptions of FHA. And maybe that can clear up some of the hesitations that people have about that type of thing.
So elaborate on harder.
Well, sometimes they feel like it takes longer to process the loan.
Okay.
They feel like it is going to get dinged for more things. And maybe this would be a good time to mention what an FHA loan is looking at and what the appraiser is going to look at when they come out. I tell my clients it's the three S's. It's safety, security, and I think I'm forgetting my last S.
Soundness.
Soundness. Thank you. That's
bam.
It. Okay. So thank you for helping me with that.
Yeah.
Soundness, they're just making sure that there's not like a leaky roof or, a structural problem or something like that.
Well, let me ask you this. I kind of know the answer, but maybe I don't. There's always a learning curve here.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't conventional, I'm assuming, and you mentioned this, and that's why I interrupted you, so sorry. Leaky roof.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to pass conventional?
No, that's true.
Okay,
conventional is going to have issues with that, too. I think maybe part of what people are misunderstanding is an appraiser, an FHA appraiser comes in, and a lot of times they will say this appraisal is subject to these items being fixed, which happens with conventional as well. But then you'll have a second time that the appraiser comes back, obviously, to make sure that those things are fixed. So getting back to what I was saying about the three S's, they're looking for the soundness, like I said. But as you pointed out, a conventional loan is looking for that type of thing, too.
Yeah.
They're also looking for things like safety. This is where they might differ somewhat, like we talked about a handrail on a staircase.
Well, tell them this one, and I'll back it up with it.
Okay.
It's factual.
It is. Most often, if you've got a staircase that doesn't have a handrail, FHA is going to say, they're going to ding it, and they're going to say, we'll approve it once that is corrected, once there's a handrail. They're looking at the fact that if a toddler falls over and breaks their arm, there's a safety issue there.
Right.
So that's one of the things they're looking at. So that's maybe one of those, it's not a huge issue, but those are the things that people start to think about. Oh, do I want to have
that? Well, the funny thing is, elaborate on that appraisal then. What happened with that appraisal?
With the one that I told you about as we were talking? Yeah. Well, I sold a home last year, and on the main floor was a staircase that did not have a handrail. And I looked at my buyers and said, your FHA, this is going to get dinged. Oddly enough, it did not get dinged.
Okay, I got to give you a side note on the, when we were preparing for this, Angie put in the notes something, and I said, you have to say that on the air, because she was reluctant to say that. And I'll say it on her behalf. She said, you know, hey, I'll give you the quote behind this. And basically, she's talking about the appraiser. She mentions, and maybe what kind of day they were having. And she said, should we say that on the air? And I'm like, absolutely. And here's a little elaboration on that is you have that house appraised five times.
Yes.
Three times it's going to get dinged.
Yes.
Two times it won't.
Yes.
The value is going to come in a
five
range.
Yep. Yep.
So there's no, guys, the appraisal piece of this is an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, yeah, it's fact-based somewhat.
Somewhat.
Or a lot. But a lot of it, when it's broken down into the final number, there's a lot of opinions that go in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I could be, here, I'll elaborate on I just closed a loan recently and we had two different FHA appraisals.
Mm-hmm.
One appraisal not two FHA appraisals. You can't have two FHA appraisals. Just so if you know, if you're selling a house or you have an appraisal, an FHA appraisal is good for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. So if you're selling your house and you have an FHA appraisal, mm-hmm. that appraisal stays mm-hmm. with your home mm-hmm. for 6 months. It's not changing.
Yep.
So if you're, even if your buyer changes, that FHA appraisal is going to
right.
float with that house to any buyer that's going to buy it. So here's what we did. I had a gentleman in the city, had a three flat.
Mm-hmm.
We think it's a three flat, and here's why. We have an FHA appraisal done. It's a three flat worth $540,000.
Okay.
$550,000. I'm sorry, $550,000. Okay.
Okay.
For some reason, it doesn't go through, and I won't explain why. So then we go to another lender, and we go with now conventional financing.
Okay.
That house appraises for as a two flat for $440,000.
Oh, wow.
So within 30 days, uh-huh. I had two appraisals done on the same exact property. One's a three unit worth $550,000.
Mm-hmm.
One's a two unit worth $440,000.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. How many times, how often do you think it happens where you actually get a second appraiser to come through because the first one just wasn't going
and
to make it?
It's really hard.
Yeah.
On our end,
yeah.
Like a lot of times, I know how to look at appraisal. I've mm-hmm. done this for 30 mm-hmm. years. You look at it and you're like, it's you're missing this, you're missing that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a comp. I just went to Zillow or Realtor.com or whatever. I saw houses down the street that, why didn't you use that comp?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, I didn't see it. Mm-hmm. Or they didn't do their due diligence mm-hmm. and didn't find it. That would have added 10 grand to the value.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things there. We could talk about appraisals all day long.
Yeah.
So, okay, where do we pick up on?
Well, I guess maybe if we're going to talk about that, that's probably another misconception that I wanted to mention was that a lot of people think that an FHA appraisal is an inspection. So they'll call it an FHA inspection. There are two different things going on when you're talking about appraisals and inspections. So I guess maybe talk about home inspection first. When you have a signed contract, you have 5 days. Once you've got a signed contract, to have your attorney review process and to have to hire a home inspector to come in and look on your behalf at the home. They're mainly looking at major issues so that if there's something major that they see, you can go back and renegotiate or ask the seller to fix it or, you know, come to a different term. So they're looking for major issues with a home. If you have a good home inspector, they're also going to walk you through your home. They're going to give you maintenance ideas. They're even going to tell you what type of furnace filter you need. I mean, that's a good home inspector that walks
you
through.
Yeah.
And I always suggest highly that my buyers go through.
Do you have to?
No, you do not have to do a home inspection.
Okay.
But I've got a story about that if we've got the time for you to
absolutely.
Tell it. I just sold a house a couple of months ago where the buyer hadn't purchased a home for 30 years. This was a second home. And he said, hey, you know, we've signed the contract. Now we just get the loan and we're ready to close, right? I said, well, no, actually things have changed a little in the last 30 years. the first thing you want to do is secure your attorney and secure your home inspector. And he said, I don't really see the need for the expense of a home inspection. And I said, well, you know, a lot of people say that to me, but I highly, highly recommend you get a home inspection. It's very, very important. That way you know what you're getting into when you sign that bottom line in 30 days or 45 days. Very reluctantly, he did get a home inspector. Make a long story short, that home inspector found that the roof of that home was basically done. It had seen its life. It was done. We negotiated that contract and ended up getting an $8,000 credit for him because of the roof. So he spent somewhere between $600 and $800 for the home inspection, and because he included a radon inspection, and that puts a little bit more money onto a home inspection. But he spent that money and ended up with $8,000 because of the roof.
That's cool. Here's what, and Angie is great about this. Almost all her clients do the inspection part, which I would highly suggest as well. Mm-hmm. When you get that inspection, and Angie does it for me, she sends that to me, the lender. Mm-hmm. I then go through it with a fine-tooth comb and pick out, because they're gonna find a lot of stuff mm-hmm. that probably isn't going to pop up
right.
on an appraisal.
Right.
Here's the frustrating part is you know, I see this with GFIs. Mm-hmm. Is that right? GFIs? The plug things in
GFCI,
the bathroom.
Yeah.
The plug things in your bathroom mm-hmm. or next to a mm-hmm. sink that pop, mm-hmm. you know, so you don't get right. shocked. Smoke detectors. Mm-hmm. Smoke detectors are required in Illinois.
Right.
I didn't know that until
yes.
just a couple years ago.
And carbon monoxide, yes.
And carbon monoxide. Mm-hmm. So when we get that inspection, now what we do is we go through just those little fine tooth mm-hmm. comb things, because the other ones stand out. The, mm-hmm. the railing, normally that's going to get nailed.
Right.
The bigger issues are usually going to get nailed. But you know, some of these little things, you know, might not, and we'll elaborate that a little bit on that as soon as we come back. So
okay.
Thank you so much for listening. Please come back. We'll be away for about 1 minute. Again, if you want to reach us, it's 630-338-1160. Check us out on the web at 1160mortgage.com. Angie Stockton, spell your last name for them so they can figure it out.
Stockton.
Awesome. So thank you so much. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. Today I have Angie Stockton with me. She's a realtor friend of mine, and we are talking about the misconceptions of FHA. So where we ended up was FHA inspections and appraisals and that kind of category.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of I apologize. We had to split at the break, right?
When you That's
were on,
okay.
You were going. You were on fire. So
I wanted to clarify, because most people think that an FHA inspection is what they're going to have when they have an FHA loan, and it's not. It's an FHA appraisal, which really isn't all that different than a conventional appraisal. Other than, like I said, they are very specific on the three S's, if I can remember them all this time. Security, safety, and soundness are the three that they're looking for.
Yeah.
Which, as you have pointed out, conventional loans also look for those things.
Right.
But maybe there's a few things that FHA is a little more careful about.
Here's the thing that drives me nuts. And this is why when you have a sale, you send me the inspection.
Mm-hmm.
I look at some of the little things. We hit on this before, the GFIs,
mm-hmm.
the smoke detectors,
yes.
things like that. What drives me nuts is when we order the appraisal for the FHA, it comes back and there's no GFIs or smoke detectors.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is we have to now do a reinspection.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take more time.
Right.
And we're at another week.
Right.
The client has to pay another $150 to $200 for the reinspection fee.
Uh-huh.
Because they, and I hate to say this, and you're here, I blame the realtors on that a lot of times, because you have the inspection, and maybe I'm at fault with that. I don't see the house. But, you know, when you're going through the inspection, you see, I'm sure they're noting there's no GFIs,
yes.
there's no smoke detectors. Why doesn't that get addressed? And the realtor, and don't take offense to this, the realtor's not paying for that.
Right.
The customer is. Plus,
right.
then we have a time frame issue that now people are on my butt because we're not closing in on time.
Well, because the home inspection is the buyer. So you're not, the seller is the one that needs to fix those problems.
Got
so
it.
Unless the seller is aware that that's a problem, and, you know, after your home inspection, those are the things that definitely, I can tell you that most realtors I know, including myself, will have them reapproach the seller and say, these things need to be fixed.
Yeah.
Most times the sellers are like, yeah, that's no big deal. We don't want to fix it. And you're right. Just something as simple as that then can extend the time and
absolutely.
Expense.
Because, you know, most of the times there is a 30 to 45 day close. In today's world, because of the disclosures mm-hmm, that are required, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. it takes me all of that amount of time in a lot of cases.
Right.
I'm not saying that FHA loans take longer. That's another area where I'll, you know, people will call me and say, we can't go FHA because this has got to close in 45 days.
Yeah.
I hear it takes 60 to 90 days.
Yeah.
I don't know who you're using.
Yeah.
Call me.
I hear that a lot, even with realtors, really? Real estate agents. Yeah, I hear that. So.
And I hear that when people call me and they're like, you know, they're just like, I do a pre-approval for you.
Uh-huh.
You put a bid on a house. Mm-hmm. That realtor then calls me mm-hmm. to validate that
right.
approval
mm-hmm.
and they go through it. And a lot of times, some of them are pushy. You know, why are you doing this? And why? Mm-hmm. How much money did they have? And mm-hmm. this and that. I can't tell you a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
But then they'll say, well, this is supposed to close in 45 days. We're not comfortable with a 45 day, you know, because it's FHA. And
yeah.
I'm like, there's
yeah.
no real difference
yeah.
in
I think part of where that misconception comes in is because FHA is broader in what they will work with. So they'll work with some of the lower credit scores. So maybe because in that case, like when you come to the final underwriting, sometimes because they're so close,
yeah.
they have to ask for additional verification for whatever employment or paycheck stubs, even though they had submitted
right,
all that
yeah.
before. Sometimes that happens at the end, and that can cause a little more time to be added. But that, I think, is primarily when you're really tight on credit.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times, too, I'll kind of walk you through. There's so many pieces or links in the chain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, initially, I always ask for people, I need your last two pay stubs and mm-hmm. this and that and this mm-hmm. and that, as things draw out.
Right.
So if you have to have that reinspection done mm-hmm. because if you didn't have smoke detectors.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that extra week mm-hmm. might cause one of those pay stubs to expire.
Mm-hmm.
It's past 30
right,
days.
Right.
Now, so now it's kind of snowballing
right.
the whole effect that we would have been fine.
Yeah.
So now what the frustrating part is now it rolls back on the mortgage side of things.
Yeah.
So what's taking you guys so
yeah.
long? Well, if you would have had the smoke detector,
yeah.
we wouldn't have went another week, which then caused the
yes,
know what I'm saying?
I do.
It just kind of goes. Another area that it kind of is frustrating, I'll say, is when I get, and that's why I love Angie, and I can't make you use any of the realtors that I work with. It's great to have a team and a great team of professionals
it
that
is.
Know what they're doing.
Yes.
Here's one area that drives me nuts.
Mm-hmm.
You send me a client
mm-hmm.
and I do a pre-approval.
Mm-hmm.
They can only go FHA.
Mm-hmm.
I pop over every rock there is available to the clients
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and offer them from, you know, no money down to grant programs to this, to that, to this. Many clients, there is no option. They have to
mm-hmm.
go FHA.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent a FHA pre-approval out. Mm-hmm. It specifically says FHA. It's in bold FHA. It's FHA.
Uh-huh.
They go out and put a bid on a condo.
Okay.
The first question I ask, what's the first question I'll ask?
Is it approved?
Exactly. And they'll say, well, yeah.
Because uh-huh. they don't know what you're asking.
They have no clue what I'm talking about. If you're buying with an FHA loan,
mm-hmm.
the only property type affected in the approval process is a condo.
Mm-hmm.
Townhouses, condos, the association has to be FHA approved.
Mm-hmm.
There's a website. You can just Google mm-hmm. FHA condos mm-hmm. approved,
mm-hmm.
and it'll come up with a spreadsheet.
Mm-hmm.
I get in arguments every day with realtors. That's my problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't even know this property. Or they'll come back and say, it's a townhouse. Then I look up I do my due diligence, mm-hmm. which I'm assuming if you're selling the home, and I'm not bashing realtors, so mm-hmm. please. And that's why Angie's here. She's one of the good ones. There's a ton of good ones out there. I'm just saying a lot of times here's what I face.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just go in and pull a quick tax thing. You know, in especially in Cook County, mm-hmm. if it ends in, I think, 0004,
mm-hmm.
it's a condo.
Okay.
So if it's not 0000, it 0000 is a house, a mm-hmm. townhouse, and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what drives me nuts is when they don't know if it's a condo, a townhouse, if it is a condo, is it FHA approved? Should you not know that?
Yeah, actually, most of the condo listings have on the MLS that we can look at as realtors,
yeah.
it will tell you, is it approved or is it not?
Got it. Okay.
Sometimes I have to go to that website too, because it doesn't say whether it's approved
okay.
or not.
But. I've gotten in heated arguments with people that they're blaming me. They're like, well, it's your job. Your job is to find out. I'm like, ask the seller. I mean, I'm assuming they know, so whatever. So again, if you're looking to do FHA financing and you can only get approved for FHA financing,
mm-hmm.
be cautious if you're looking at condos, mm-hmm. make sure you find out if that condo, and you'll look up the association. You won't look up the address of the condo. You have to look up the association. So find out what the association is and look that piece up and mm-hmm. see if it, and again, just Google FHA condos approved, or you can generically, and it'll take you, probably the first link is
well, and
that.
HUD has a site. I don't recall what it is, but it's a HUD site that has that as well. Do we have the time for you to get into why only certain properties are FHA approved?
Absolutely.
Okay. It's actually, again, one of those things that in the long run, it really does benefit the buyer because they are still looking for the same criteria. They want the three S's of safety, soundness, and security with the condo community. They want all of the units in that condo community to meet those three S's. They don't, you know, they want to make sure they're all that way. And they also look into the homeowners association to see if they're financially stable. That's huge. I mean, if you buy into a condo association where people are in arrears with their association dues, where they're not using that money wisely to take care of the common spaces, you're getting into something you don't want to get into. So that's why FHA is only approving certain communities and not others.
Got it. Great points. What's the other misconceptions? Let's see. There is a 203K loan, mm-hmm. which is an FHA loan. What that is it's a loan to rehab a property. Now, there's two types of an FHA 203K loans. There is what they call a streamline, mm-hmm. and that'll give you up to 30. The guidelines say it'll give you up to $35,000 mm-hmm. in monies to repair the property. I always tell people 30, mm-hmm. and then they're like, well, the guidelines say 35. Well, there's I won't say fees involved, but there's reserves and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
A part of that 35. So many times there's a 10% or maybe a 20% reserve mm-hmm. because of the uh-ohs. Mm-hmm. You're rehabbing a house and you break into a wall. You want to do something.
That's right.
There's mold.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Now you just added cost to that. So they're basically for the incidentals that you don't know about. Mm-hmm. It's a reserve to help you.
Mm-hmm. What's your experience with those? Does it take a little bit longer
absolutely.
For those?
Yeah. And what I find in the 203K loans, there's not a lot of them right now. Mm-hmm. Back in when the world ended, the mm-hmm. world crashed, I say, there was a lot of people were applying for those, and we did quite a bit of them.
Mm-hmm.
The hardest link of that chain is the contractor.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a good contractor, mm-hmm. it goes smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the contractors that I was experienced with or the clients – you know, went out and seeked mm-hmm. is they would send me a bid, and your bids have to be really precise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're putting
mm-hmm.
in windows, you can't put in, they're getting 8 double pane windows.
Yeah. Right.
What are they?
Yeah.
What make, what model, where are they going? How, you know, this, you need to be specific. Here's the model number. Here's the cost per window. Here's the cost per labor, mm-hmm. and here's exactly how many I need.
I agree. That's, you know, what I've seen. That's what delays it, is pushing it back to get that information.
I always say is the buyer, you're getting, you know, one had, you know, windows as needed. Are you signing that contract?
No.
I mean, it's like, okay, I didn't need a window there, but they're saying I do. So that's another $500-$600.
Right.
So that, you know, that drives me nuts. So I want to thank Angie for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You betcha. Give them your information because they hear me all day long.
Okay.
So reach out to her, please.
AngieStocktonSells.com. And you can reach me via text or phone call at 630-800-7740 or email me at Angie@greatsuburban.com.
God bless.
Thanks, Dan.
You bet. Take care.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.